Okay, let's get started. I'm going to be your Florida U.S. citizenship tutor. The Florida reptile is the alligator. The Florida animal is the Florida panther. Just funny because the state's full of cougars, too. Florida joined as the 27th state on March 3rd, 1845. Its state bird is the northern mockingbird. And its state nickname is the Sunshine State, which is ironic given that it rains every afternoon in the summer. Florida is the theme park. Its climate is warm year-round. The climate varies from subtropical in the north to tropical in the south. The average temperature ranges from 65 to 70 degrees in the north and 74 to 77 degrees Fahrenheit in the south. Florida has the longest coastline, 1,197 miles in the continental United States, with 825 miles of accessible beaches to enjoy, including nude beaches. It's the only state that borders both the Atlantic Ocean and the Gulf of Mexico. Wherever you are in Florida, you're never more than 60 miles from the nearest body of salt water. Florida has more than 9,200 miles of hiking, bicycling, equestrian, and shared use trails, and over 4,000 miles of paddling trails. It has 175 state parks, 37 state forests, 12 national parks, preserves, seashores, or monuments, 3 national forests, and 1 national scenic trail. The Florida Everglades contains 1.5 million acres of sawgrass, marshes, mangrove forests, hardwood hammocks, and wetlands, and is the largest tropical wilderness in the United States. Florida's Kissimmee Prairie Preserve State Park is the only state park certified by the International Dark Sky Association, which means that there is little to no light pollution and allows for you to see the Milky Way and many other hard-to-see objects. Florida is home to more than 12,000 golf courses, more than any other U.S. state, and appropriately is the home to the World Golf Hall of Fame and Museum located in St. Augustine. Florida is also the boating and fishing capital of the world. It has more than 7,700 lakes and 11,000 miles of river, 2,276 miles of tidal shoreline, and has produced more than 900 world fishing records, more than any other state or country. Florida has more than 700 freshwater springs, and of them, 27 are classified as first magnitude springs, more than any other state. The city of Fort Lauderdale is known as the Venice of America because of its canal system with 165 miles of local waterways. Florida's largest river, the St. Johns River, is one of only a few major rivers that flow from south to north. And the Penkamp Coral Reef State Park on Key Largo is the world's first underwater state park. Florida not only is home to alligators and crocodiles, but also panthers, sea turtles, manatees, and dolphins, and at least 516 different species of birds. The Everglades National Park is the only place on the planet where crocodiles and alligators coexist. Crystal River is the only place in North America where it is legal to have a supervised swim with wild manatees. The Great Florida Birding Trail is a statewide network of 510 wildlife viewing sites found along a flyway for migrating birds. Florida is also the epicenter of theme parks for the world. All of the titans of family entertainment are here: Disney, Universal, SeaWorld, Legoland, and Busch Gardens. Orlando attracts more visitors than any other amusement park destination in the U.S. 7 of the 10 most visited theme parks are located in Florida. Walt Disney World Resort, which opened in 1971, is the world's most visited and biggest recreational resort. Florida tops the list of the nation's most popular water parks. Approximately 1,500 mermaids have swum at Wiki Watchies since mermaid shows debuted 60 years ago. Florida is diverse with Native American, European, African American, Hispanic, and a host of other cultural flavors reflected in its cuisine, architecture, and attitudes. The urban graffiti art of Miami's Wynwood Walls draws artists and visitors alike to this revitalized neighborhood. St. Petersburg annual Shine Mural Festival brings artists from around the world to paint on brick-and-mortar canvases. Salvador Dali's monumental masterworks are at the Dali Museum in St. Petersburg. Circus star John Ringling amassed a world-class collection of European paintings, among them works now housed at the Ringling Museum of Art in Sarasota. Florida produces more than 70% of the nation's oranges. It also ranks number one for tomatoes, grapefruit, sugarcane, snap beans, and cucumbers. Florida was named for the day on which it was first seen, April 2nd, 1513, by Spanish explorer Ponce de Leon, who called it La Florida in honor of Pascua, Florida, the Spanish Feast of the Flowers, also known as Easter. St. Augustine, settled by Europeans in 1565, is commonly referred to as the nation's oldest city. Spring training baseball has been a Florida pastime for more than 100 years. Currently, 15 major league teams train in the Sunshine State. Cape Canaveral has been the world's launch pad for manned spaceflight, including the Mercury, Gemini, Apollo, and Space Shuttle missions. The world's first scheduled passenger airline service operated between St. Petersburg and Tampa starting on January 1, 1914. Daytona Beach's City Island Ballpark was the site of the first integrated professional baseball game. The stadium is now named after its hero, Jackie Robinson. NASA's first communication satellite, Echo 1, was launched from Cape Canaveral on August 12, 1960. There are more than 54,000 nonstop flights between Florida's airports. American Airlines and Silver Airways account for 80% of these flights. Florida also has the largest collection of Art Deco and streamlined modern buildings in the world. Florida is also the only state to have an embassy in Washington, D.C. Florida has 26 officially designated scenic highways, 7 of which run parallel to the Atlantic Ocean. 5 also are designated on a federal level as national scenic highways, and the Florida Keys Scenic Highway is the only byway in the state designed to be as an all-American road. Jacksonville and Square Miles is the largest city in the continental United States, located in northeast Florida, also known as the Gateway to Florida. Greater Miami is the only metropolitan area in America with two national parks, the Everglades National Park and Biscayne National Park. The birth of the modern-day PC took place in 1981 in Boca Raton. It was originally called the Acorn and was named Machine of the Year by Time Magazine. And now the more U.S. citizenship test part of. Whew. Is it hot in here? Getting a little hot. It's okay. I'm fine. Okay. So, there are 4 amendments to the U.S. Constitution about who can vote. The first is that citizens must be 18 years of age or older, that you won't ever have to pay in order to vote, sometimes known as a poll tax. Any citizen can vote, women and men, and a male citizen of any race can vote. The U.S. citizens are allowed to vote and allowed and encouraged to vote in federal elections, run for federal office, and serve on a jury in the U.S. There are 3 rights of everyone living in the... There are several rights for everyone living in the U.S. Freedom of expression, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom to petition the government, freedom of religion, and the right to bear arms. The first 2 means that the government cannot cannot punish you for things you say or do. The freedom of assembly means that you are allowed to peacefully assemble in any manner in which you wish to. The freedom to petition the government means you are allowed to register your protest with the government. And the freedom of religion means that you are allowed to practice your religion without worry about being punished by the government. And the last one, the right to bear arms, one of the more contentious of the rights of the U.S. citizens, means that you are allowed to defend yourself and carry a firearm. When you swear to the United States under the Oath of Allegiance for the first time, you are swearing to give up loyalty to other countries, defend the U.S. Constitution, obey the laws of the United States, serve in the military if needed, serve, help, do important work for the nation if needed, and be loyal to the United States. However, what most people don't realize is that it does not mean giving up your second citizenship. For example, if you were immigrating from the United Kingdom, you can keep both your United Kingdom, British citizenship, and your, no. For example, if you're immigrating from France, you can keep both your French citizenship and your U.S. citizenship. You can hold dual citizenship. The U.S. openly encourages civic participation, in which citizens are encouraged to vote, run for office, join a political party, help with a political campaign, join a civic group, join a community group, give an elected official your opinion on an issue, contact elected officials, support or oppose an issue or policy, and write to the newspaper. Many ways that Americans serve their country is by voting, paying taxes, obeying the law, serving in the military, running for the office, and working for a local, state, or federal government. Many colonists came to America for several reasons. Many for freedom of religion or other freedoms, political liberty, economic opportunity, and to escape persecution. The 13 original states are New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. The capital of the United States is Washington, D.C. One of its many symbols is the Statue of Liberty, located on Liberty Island in New York Harbor. There are 13 stripes on the flag to represent the 13 original colonies, and currently 50 stars on the flag to represent the 50 states. The nation's motto is, "We all become one." The national holidays celebrated are New Year's Day to celebrate the new year, Martin Luther King Jr. Day to celebrate the life of Martin Luther King Jr., who lost his life in protesting for the rights of African American and Black citizens, President's Day, or also Washington's birthday, Memorial Day in honor of those who served and died in service to the country with the military, Independence Day, also known as the day, the holiday to celebrate U.S. independence from Britain, or the country's birthday. Labor Day, Columbus Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Fuck. I hope that helps you pass your test.